This hour and a community connection on the way now, brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. And it is time for us to talk a little bit of city business, as we frequently do after a Bartlesville City Council meeting on a Monday night. Mayor Dale Copeland joining us this morning. Good morning, Mayor. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning, Charlie. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. And I don't see your little sticker, but you told me you have already voted this morning.
Already voted. I was actually second one in line, and they didn't have their little stickers out yet.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. It's a good day to get out. No reason not to go by, take a few minutes, and vote and make your voice heard.
I will remind voters also, of course, Dewey Public Schools and Oklahoma mm-hmm. Union Public Schools also have a issue to put before voters this morning. So, if you are eligible to vote today, please do.
I agree.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a little bit. Let's start with city business from last night's city council meeting, because there were a couple of fairly important items, both for the emergency management meeting and then on to city council itself.
We meet irregularly with the emergency management council at least once a year. The Washington County Commissioners come together with the Bartlesville City Council and form the Bartlesville-Washington County Emergency Management Council. Last night, we had opportunity at 6:30 to hear reports from Kerry Cox, what we call the EOC, mm-hmm. Emergency Operations Center, talking about some of the activities. Of course, they do a lot of things. My business is just across the street, so I hear their trucks leave for grass fires and all the various things that go on. But I think a lot of times people don't know what it is that they do. But they do a lot.
Yeah. There was a pretty good-sized controlled burn, or allegedly controlled burn, yesterday. Osage County, particularly Hula Lake area, got a lot of smoke in the northern part of Washington County. May or may not have been noticed by people in Bartlesville.
Well, you could see the smoke. And I went downtown for a council meeting last night in the north. There was a pretty good cloud of smoke there. This is something, and we all know that if you've lived here very long, the ranchers do, and certain benefits from that. But obviously, today is not the day to be doing burns.
No, I would say today, not tonight, and tomorrow. Northwest winds 5 to 10, certainly much more preferable than today.
Yeah. So we heard about that. We heard about Hurricane Harvey. We sent a group down with that, as a lot of other people did, mm-hmm. to respond and help with that. Local storm sirens continue to be a focus to get those working and working properly. There's two problems with storm sirens: if they don't work, or if they work when they're not supposed to. Either one has its own issues, and we continue to work on that. There's sometimes an errant siren, and so they do the testing. You'll hear those usually at 1 o'clock on a sunny day, mm-hmm. when they test those to make sure they're working. Also heard about grants. Put in for a lot of grants to be sure that we take advantage of all of those opportunities. One that stood out in my mind was the Safe Room grant program. Mm-hmm. We live in Oklahoma. There's tornadoes. There's all of those storms that we're so well known for. Whole movies have been done about that.
They have.
So, but there is significant funding, up to $2,000, to be had for people who elect to put in a storm safe room that meets FEMA guidelines, mm-hmm. that would help pay for that. And they reported on that last night. Got a really lengthy, detailed report from Bartlesville Police Department Lieutenant Kevin Eichelberry, who oversees the 911 call center. Charlie, as you may know, that's a shared program. The Bartlesville Police Department manages that and operates it, but we have our facility in the Washington County Jail. We work together on that program so that there's one touch point when you call 911, whether you're in South County, North County, or downtown Bartlesville or Dewey.
And actually, you dispatch for more than just the departments within Washington County.
That's true. There's a little bit of overlap into areas. Osage Hills Volunteer Fire Group would be a good example. And quite often they need support. Bartlesville Fire Department will go to back them up. We have cooperative agreements that everyone backs each other up. Works out really well, as you might imagine, and as Lieutenant Eichelberry pointed out last night, there are over 150,000 phone calls per year, a staggering number to consider, not to mention all of the other activity that they do. And it's not evenly balanced. It's not like you have one every 3.6 minutes that you can plan for. Mm-hmm. Things might be quiet, but then you can imagine perhaps on a weekend night that it would get very busy if you had a large structure fire, traffic accidents. And so it's very stressful for the people in the field that depend upon that dispatch to get them their information. They want it fast. They want it accurate. for the people in the dispatch center. They want the same. Then we have all the interfaces. We have you or I calling in. We're very upset because we have an emergency. Sometimes we don't communicate clearly.
Yeah, and sometimes an emergency to me may not legally fit the definition for police dispatch of an emergency.
That's true.
Yeah.
So they have to sort all of that out very quickly, very accurately. We are in the process. We've added new hardware to make that work better. Technology here at the station and technology at the 911 center and on our cell phones changes at a rapid pace. The city of Bartlesville has expended significant funding to improve hardware. As a matter of fact, today's bond issues, the four questions, one of those contains funding, if it's approved, to upgrade the software to a program. This won't mean much to people outside, but
nobody knows about Sleuth.
Yeah, Sleuth and Spillman. Sleuth has been a bit problematic for us. Spillman is an
excellent provider. I have seen presentations at Crime Stoppers USA conferences.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
So to improve software, to improve hardware, to improve training, to do all of those things to give the very best emergency response in a very stressful time for everyone on both ends of the phone and the radio and do it to the best of our ability. So we discussed that last night. There were questions that people had, rightly so. There was a report talking about how many calls for police and fire, ambulance, how many of them from this community, that community. The numbers are impressive and mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a testament to the efforts that are put forth, but there's always room for improvement. We'll continue to work on that.
Okay. And so, there is money in today's bond vote for upgrading police facilities in the case of like software, and there are some other things in there, but I think the software, well, some people may say, well, you know, what's that doing for me? Well, if your software is crashing every other day, you'd want new software too.
The fire department and the police department, nobody cares until they need them.
Yeah.
And they'd like to see them in a matter of seconds, at least minutes. and the response times, we heard those reports. The response times are very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I realize that when you're in the middle of a crisis, 4 minutes is an eternity. But when you think about all of the facilities and manpower that's activated and rolls and gets to you in a very short period of time, it's impressive, and I think it's something to give the people that do that credit for.
I don't remember the exact number of minutes, but I do remember a report from a recent weapons incident at a local school, and everybody who, different units that were responding to that, I think they were all on scene and active in 8 minutes, if I remember the number correctly.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. A fire department report. We had the 2017 Bartlesville Fire Department's report. And I didn't bring that with me, but it was the average response time, if my memory's correct, was just over 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the station spread about town and the fact that those are manned, they do continuous training. They have a very good response time, and I think that's something they always work to make better.
Yeah. We'll take a break, and we'll talk City Council and maybe a little bit more information on today's bond vote when we continue with Mayor Copeland in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and spending a little time this morning with Bartlesville Mayor Dale Copeland. We talked a little bit about the emergency management meeting at 6:30 last night. Then the council convened at or around 7 o'clock last night.
As soon as that wrapped up and we kind of got rearranged, the council continued their meeting and went into our normal monthly meeting. Not a lot on the agenda last night.
No.
Of course, if your item was on the agenda, it was very important.
Sure.
And we respect that. Always look at openings on authorities, boards, commissions, and committees. I don't think people appreciate that until they've been involved with it. They just think those things happen, but they really don't without all of this input. 280 some odd citizens who volunteer their time to be on Streets and Traffic, the Adams Golf Club Operating Committee, the BRTA, the Park Board, White Rose Cemetery. Those are some we have openings right now. There are many others, the museum, the library, the list goes on. But we always encourage people to volunteer, learn how our city works, and be a part of it.
So, and some of those meet on a pretty regular basis. Others, like the other one that you had last night, meet on a as-needed basis, but not less than once a year. You know,
as little as once every couple of weeks, maybe once a month, some once a quarter, some once a year.
Yeah.
Bartlesville, the Water Resources Board, meets very irregularly. But then the BRTA tries to meet once a month at least.
Mm-hmm. So it just depends on your level of interest and your, I guess, availability. So
exactly.
Okay. It's a couple, one other thing I think from last night had to do with, I'm trying to remember now, I didn't have my news story in front of me. Let me grab your agenda here real quick. There was some discussion, I think, on the downtown landscaping project that is set to begin within a few days, I believe.
There is. That contract has been let. Meetings have been held with the contractor, and they're ready to get on site just in the next 10 to 14 days. Everything outside is always dependent on the weather, but we don't anticipate any big delays. You know, obviously, I think everyone's looking forward to this. It's been a long time coming. It's gone through several iterations. I believe the result will be worth the wait. But I know some folks are frustrated. They want to get it done.
Well, and I believe the contract for this project actually was approved, I want to say, in a late November, early December meeting, but waiting till better weather conditions to actually start work.
Right. And that's something that will come forward. And once they get started, I think, you know, obviously you're going to see results very, very quickly. But the result will be good. Again, circling back to today's bond issue, there is more funding in one of those questions to continue to do more downtown improvements. So downtown has always been a focus. Some people feel too much, some people feel too little. The Bartlesville City Council is always trying to strike that balance of all the needs of all of the city. But nevertheless, that particular project that's a very high priority for some is moving forward and is pretty much now should be on autopilot as the contractor takes over and begins to execute a plan that has been developed and funded and now is ready to go.
Okay. I was planning on mentioning it earlier, but maybe not such a big change, but something that we do a couple of times a year, change your clocks this week.
Daylight savings time sneaks up on me. I know some people like it, some people don't. I'm ambivalent except for that one day.
Yeah.
But this is the time of year, Sunday, I believe 2 o'clock in the morning is the official time.
I think I'll sleep through it.
I think I will miss that too. But spring forward is the best way to remember that. So you lose an hour,
yep,
but you got it back in October, so it all balances out. But the sun's starting to come up a little earlier each day, and the day starts earlier, and it just helps extend the time that we have to get things done. Yep. Whether we like it or whether we don't, it's going to happen.
Yep.
So just remember, or you will be late for church.
There you go. Some work to be done at the public safety complex, a new set of buildings, or new building and a half, that was completed just a little bit less than a year ago.
That building, or buildings, as you say, the addition to the existing central fire station and the new police department complex, were completed. Really nice. Again, a lot of work went into that. They've moved in. Like any project, especially of that size, but even if you just move into a new home, you begin to find that door sticks or something wasn't exactly the way it should be. The staff at the city has worked with the Dewberry, the architect and design people that had oversight of that project, and with Crossland Construction, with their subs, to work through what's called a punch list of detailed items. Most of those things have been handled. Last night we talked about an ongoing, I suppose you could classify it as a mystery, of why we have high humidity in those new structures. My experience doing heating and air conditioning for a number of years, we typically have the opposite problem of too little humidity. We put in humidifiers in our home and we do those things. So this has been a bit of a mystery. They've worked on airflow, how much outside air, inside air, the size of the systems, the type, all of those technical details. Last night they brought forward both a memorandum of understanding where the contractor and the design architect will ultimately take responsibility for finding that solution, as I think they should, and that they've been very willing to come forward, and they will fund that. But we approved that memorandum of understanding, and then the very next item was to approve the change order to allow that process to go forward. See if we can get that wrapped up, get that project in the history books, and move on to the next ones.
Am I oversimplifying it to say that the city will pay for the items, the material costs, but they're basically doing the labor? Is that a fair estimation?
Well, the way it works out, Charlie, the city will pay for it, and that's based on, as I understand it, a technicality. Our business arrangement is with the contractor, Crossland Construction, and so we will pay them for this work to be done. With that will come the warranty, all of the things that you would expect to come with that. But then in turn, I may get this wrong, it was Lee and Harris, I believe, was the Dewberry Architects and the design company. I can't get it right, so I won't say.
I don't have the verbs in front of
but
me.
But they will in turn reimburse, so the city will be held harmless on that. So that's a process. So we went through the two steps. One was the memorandum of understanding that they agreed to that, and then second was that we approved change order number two to fund it with the contractor, get it done, let them take care of it, reimburse, and we can move forward.
Sounds great. You mentioned a couple of times that it is election day today, and there are four choices to be made on the ballot.
There's I know been a lot of talk about this, but if it's not something that you've been interested in at the moment, you may not be aware of it. So briefly to go through that, Charlie, the general obligation, we use shorthand GO bonds, but the general obligation bond that we're allowed by the state to...
Meaning that it is a bill to be paid by the city. It's a general... It will be paid regardless of circumstances.
Exactly, and it's something that's funded through property or ad valorem taxes. The Bartlesville City Council has always made it a practice to hold our portion of the millage. We don't have any control of the other taxing entities, the schools, the county, whoever, but at about 15 mils. And this will not change that millage rate. The millage floats a little bit. It might be 14, it might be 15.4, but typically in that 15 range. What this breaks out to is $5.12 million for streets as we continue to repair, replace, and improve our streets to get our overall street score to get better and better each year, which is happening. $1.995, might as well call it $2 million for city equipment. That includes a pumper fire truck. We talked about the Spillman software, safety software management system, a little over $400,000, over $600,000 for fire trucks. $1.125 million for storm drainage improvements. That's one that's not terribly important unless it's your neighborhood, your backyard, that we want to work on. And then the big one that I think a lot of the focus has been on is parks and recreation. Typically, we focus on the large projects. It's $8.25 million. Price Fields baseball fields, the proposed Tower Green project downtown. But along with that is funding to put up new fence at the Kitty Park, to improve the Pathfinder Parkway, to do a variety of projects that are smaller but equally important to keep our park system growing and thriving because people really enjoy it. I love the park, the Pathfinder. I think it's just a tremendous asset in the city.
And there is an addition to the Pathfinder work as well.
Yes.
Bike paths and a few other things.
Right. And the Kitty Park, of course, generations at the Kitty Park. And the last ride's always free.
There you go. And I seem to remember, and it's been a couple of years since I did this interview, but I think one of about, I don't know, a handful, I'll say you can count them on one hand. I want to say three, but don't hold me to that, of that type of thing across the country still funded through a nonprofit.
It's very rare in this day and time, and yet it continues to thrive.
Yeah.
I have friends and family that come here from distances, family from Tulsa. It's a great thing to be able to say that people come here from Tulsa, not the other way around.
And we know the other half happens.
But the Kitty Park is a tremendous asset in the community, made possible by a lot of selfless volunteer hours. And to dress that up, there's plans in the future to continue to do things in that area. But this particular bond issue does have accommodation to put up new fencing to improve that. So there's just a lot of really good projects on this. Out of a lot of good other projects, but you have to make choices. These are the ones that were selected. And we're asking everyone today it's a beautiful day. take the time, stop by, make the marks on the ballots. Takes just a few minutes. Take part in our government and let us know what you want. Sometimes I hear people say, well, they. This is the chance for it to be we.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time, Mayor Copeland. And again, if listeners have an interest on one of the city boards and commissions, whether it is on the list of current needs or whether you just always had an idea on helping out the library or the community center or whatever, if there is not a need, fill out the paperwork anyway. And that way they have a ready-made volunteer to be considered when those openings come due. Again, I will say go out and vote for the election today, and I think it certainly deserves your consideration. Polls are open until 7 o'clock tonight. We will report the results of today's election after the polls close here on 1400 K1. That's the Community Connection brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Governor Fowler.